To say, are we
thank you. Yes, we're getting the recording going.
Do you want me to start over, Sherry?
There we go.
No, but you can just repeat that we started at 1754 and who's present.
Okay, so we started at 1754. Christian's present, Sean's present, John's present, and Wilma is absent tonight.
Super. And I'm going to just make it that other people can share when they need to. There we go. And I'll share the flag. You guys are seeing that, hopefully.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. Ready?
Ready. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice for all. All righty. So we have an approval of the agenda. Do I?
Hey, Christian, before we go any further, I think your time was wrong. It wasn't 1754.
What was it?
1744.
Well, now mine's 1756.
Wow.
We run on Christian time.
Okay.
And then we end on Christian time, so it all kind of works.
What are the perks of being the president? You know, yeah, what are you going to do? Okay, so we have our consent agenda.
You need approval of the agenda is where
yeah, we do. Do I have a motion?
I'll move.
Thank you, Sean. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, John. Are there any questions or comments? Okay. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma's absent. Next, we have our opportunity for the public to comment.
Consent agenda.
Oh, did I just pass? I didn't pass it. Sorry. I put it all in one. Okay, so we have our consent agenda. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Sean. Do I have a second? I'll second. All in favor by roll. Christian? Aye. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Wilma? Is absent. Okay, back on track. Now we have public comment.
You got it.
So this is a time if we have public, if they want to bring anything up that is not on our agenda at this time.
Yep, I think they're all here to talk about a particular thing on the agenda.
Okay, so then we're going to move on to reports. First up is board member reports. Sean, John, do either of you have anything?
Negative.
I got to participate last week in the town hall meeting for the rebuilding of the Doyle property. I was very interested and very excited to see the plans moving forward. It's going to be wonderful. And then also on that note, we had a student in Doyle who graduated or finished over winter break, and he's leaving for the Army. So I had to run sign a diploma, which I was very excited to do for him. So congratulations to him and his family. And that's all I've got at the moment.
Okay.
So we'll move on to Ms. Sherry, our executive director.
Well, thank you. I sent you out a report. Things are just fast and furious, that's for sure. Thank you for meeting in between so that we could get all that put into place. And what's been really interesting is the state can't seem to make up its mind. I'm sure you've heard in the news, you know, that Newsom wanted to do some legislation to give us some more dollars. And he was not supported in that. So we are not sure what is being approved or not approved. There was supposed to be some money for doing repairs on ventilation type systems. And there was supposed to be some money for learning loss, additional money for learning loss that we could either run summer school or some after school kinds of programs. And that is in question now also. So I know Misty, her staff had lots of ideas. Staffs have had ideas of what to do with that money, which I asked them so that I was thinking we were going to be proposing that to all of you by this point. For approval, but that's kind of up in the air at the moment. And I wanted to just share with all of you that several of you do not know that my husband was diagnosed with some stage 4 prostate cancer that spread to his bones. And my life has become incredibly difficult, complicated, lots of running for appointments. And, you know, I'm really appreciative of the leaders who are here because they've really stepped up and helped. You know, I have sick time that I am able to take for those appointments, but certainly work still has to get done. And these guys are all really helping. So you guys should be aware of that. And I just, you know, I'm doing my best, but I'm definitely dropping a couple balls here and there. So just wanted you to know that was going on.
Well, Sherry, if there's anything we can do, and I'll speak for the whole board, please let us know and know that, you know, lots of grace. We, you know, we may not personally understand, but we're here for you and we so appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Welcome.
And I noticed that I believe Valerie has popped into our room.
Yes, looks like it.
Which is really good timing.
Really? Okay, great. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. Great to see you. Actually, I hit that link a tad bit early. Here, let me find my page on your amazing packet.
So I'll point out that on... page 46 was the cash explanation, because last meeting, I think you were asked about right. where cash was in the for the county treasury.
Yes.
So that is in the pack on page 46, and the rest of your report starts on page 47.
Right. Yes. So the bulk of the liquid cash they have on deposit with U.S. Bank, we were able to find this through the county post their final audit, much like you guys do, or, you know, actually the county has to post it. So we were able to track that down and answer that question for you. But happy to present this month's monthly overview with your actuals through December. And so we have a narrative here of, you know, you guys continue to have stable, financial management, and you should
Ahead. Does everyone have access to theirs, or do you want Valerie to share, or I could share too, Valerie?
Oh, you know what? Let's do that. I will share. I'm happy to share. Apologies.
Great. Cause I,
everyone has that. Okay. Okay. Got it. So let me close out my Outlook. There we go. Can everyone see this? Is that,
yep.
Sufficient. Okay, great. So we're looking at, excuse me. Yeah, got a little gremlin there. You're looking at Long Valley's cash flow is projected to end the year with 175 days of cash on hand, which is excellent. 48% of annual expenses. Let me take a drink really quick. And Thompson Peak is right there as well with 138 days of cash on hand and 37% of annual expenses. And I don't know if you guys have talked about this evening or in prior meetings, but you were awarded the Strong Workforce Program, which we're very excited for you guys to take that on. And we're getting in those early planning stages with Sherry on that program, and we're just looking forward to seeing that unfold. Most of your expenses look just to be right in line with where your budget is, and there's just a few accounts that might need a little bit of adjusting at the second interim budget. That's the budget I'll be presenting to you next month. We've already begun working on that. The other thing that's on the horizon for this month at the end of the month is submitting your non-classroom-based funding determination calculations. And you are poised to get 100% funding. Just kind of want to let you know that that's another deliverable that we'll be working on in getting those turned in. And as I noted here, normally those due dates for those are on a February 1st date, but because of COVID and having to push back a lot of deadlines, that due date was extended to June, but we're going to go ahead and submit it well ahead of that deadline. So that's kind of where things are at this point. If we take a look here at your, just a quick summary, right here, we're looking at Long Valley's first interim budget, and here's where your spending, your revenues are through December. It's very common, again, as I've stated before, revenues kind of trail behind. Your expenditures all look to be just right on target where we want to see those, with 1.28 million spent year to date. And then for Thompson Peak, here's your summaries as well. Happy to field any questions that you guys might have about those year to date. Let's see, this is, these next few pages are gonna be your budget again in a more detailed format. And I've kind of made some notations of accounts that we're gonna take a look at making adjustments for the next budget cycle. You know what, let's see here, did that cut off?
Yeah, I'm not seeing
the description of what it is. Right. Oh man, I apologize. Wow, okay, so that makes it hard. I mean, I'm really sorry about that. If you want it, we could dig into that in details, but the summary kind of tells you that everything is looking great. And in most months, as you guys know, we focus on this cash flow report, which is very important. So this is giving you kind of a rundown of where things are, and you kind of see your ending cash balance by each month, nice and stable. And we know that it's going to trail off somewhat because of those deferrals for the LCFF revenues, which fortunately, you're not going to have those next year. The state has informed us that there won't be any deferrals for next year. So that's good news.
That's really good news. Valerie, the mm-hmm. sheets that got cut off, and I apologize, yeah. I missed that because I know what they are. Can you send us those sheets and then I can send them to everybody?
Yeah, I'll do that right after I get off this call. I'll knock that out and send it to you this evening.
Thank you.
Apologies for that. You might see this big number right here. And if we look at it, it's a corresponding number up here. And this is your PPP loan that is currently booked as a loan. And we are anticipating we're going to be applying for loan forgiveness here. And so we're anticipating that might occur, the formal loan forgiveness would occur around April. And so when that happens, we recognize the revenue up here, but then we also decrease your loan balance. And so it's kind of a net negative on your cash flow, and a net zero rather on your cash flow. And that's because you already received the cash back in August. But I just wanted to kind of point out what that big number was all about. Any questions on Long Valley's cash flow that I could answer? Take a look over here at Thompson Peak. Same thing, you're going to see kind of the cash on hand trail down because of those deferrals of the LCFF revenue. And I am happy to report that Sherry had reached out to both your authorizers. They were a little bit behind on paying in lieu revenue, which isn't a tremendous amount of money, but it, I mean, all told, it's almost, in Thompson Peak's case, it's $291,000. So they were a little behind. They've gotten current and they made a large payment in January. So you'll see that revenue when we present the budget next month. So both Long Valley and Thompson Peak have been brought current on their in lieu revenue, which is really nice. We need all those revenues because of the deferrals. So that's it for your cash flow. I also have Long Valley, the balance sheets here for Long Valley and Thompson Peak, showing your cash on hand, your accounts receivable. We're just waiting for a few lottery revenues from last year, and those should be clearing here any day now. Those should be coming in. And then we have all of your liabilities and your total combined fund balance there of the $3.4 million for both schools. Any questions that I can answer for you? I also wanted to let you know we did get news today of the ESSER funds. That we'll be posting. We got the number from the state. That should be. We're not quite sure yet if those funds are going to be recognized as new revenue in this year or if it will be next year. We're waiting for the details on that. But it was more than we had even anticipated. Sherry, do you happen to recall what that amount was when I emailed you this afternoon?
I do not, but I
okay.
will look well.
Over three, it was over 300,000 in one-time revenue that came through with the second CARES Act stimulus. So that's good news. So we'll give you some more details on that next month. Okay. Any questions I could answer for you?
So I'm looking at that and I'm seeing Thompson Peak at 112,000 and Long Valley at 169,000.
Yeah.
So that's good.
It's very good. Yes, absolutely. That's there to help with all the learning loss and just all the extra effort that your schools will be needing to put out to try to help these students.
Although we may not be seeing some of those other dollars that we were told about, it's possible because this is now larger, we could use some of those funds to do the kind of projects that we're talking about. Some after Absolutely. School or summer or
yes.
tutoring and that kind of thing.
So yes.
That's
yes.
okay.
Okay.
Will we be able to spend it this year if that's our choice?
Yes. The spending goes back to this ESSER II funding. You can spend it right away. Yes.
Okay.
You can use it this year if we decide that it's needed for this fiscal year.
So
I do know that.
I'm going to list that under my future items to
yeah.
discuss with the board some possible expenditures of those ESSER II mm-hmm. funds. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Okay. All right. Nice.
Thank you, Valerie.
All right. Thank you. And I'll send the amended monthly financial. Again, apologies on that oversight. So, all right.
All good.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a nice night.
Thank you, Valerie.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So I'm going to go backwards. Sherry, were you done with your report before Valerie got in?
I am. Thank you.
Okay. So then we've got program reports from counseling, special programs, Doyle, Portola, Susanville, safety, and WASC.
And you had those submitted in writing, so... if you have questions, I'm sure the folk in the room can respond.
I'm good. Anybody else? Okay. So we have, we'll move on to our informational items, the California Healthy Kids Survey.
And so I am showing that on page 66 is where it starts. Should I go ahead and share that on the screen? Would that be helpful?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, screen two, there we go. So the first one up is Thompson Peak. So I'm assuming Kelly's gonna talk to you about this.
Yeah, we make it a little bit larger, Sherry.
Okay. Okay, let me
bring it back up here too.
I know it's up here somewhere. I just gotta move controls so I can get to it. Darn. Is that helpful yet?
It is.
Okay.
Excellent. Hello everyone. I'm Kelly Kreinsick, the site administrator at the Thompson Peak site here in Susanville. I'm sure we're all familiar with the Healthy Kids Survey. So they only give us data if more than 10 students take it. So we had 11th and 12th graders hit that mark. So these are some of the things that Sherry and I discussed that we found to be interesting and noticeable, both good and bad, for lack of a better word. First thing I noticed was that kids are sleeping. So I just really am happy about that, because there's a lot of stuff that kids aren't getting a lot of sleep, but that was great. The things that I really positive, and I have seen a trend for the 6 years that I've been working at this site, we get high marks, is teacher engagement and things like that. So a point of pride is that there's a teacher or adult who really cares about me is just so high. I think that is just so great. And it's always, you know, been high the years previous, like I said. So that makes me feel really good. And teacher notices or an adult notices when I'm not there. So the students are feel like they're being seen at the Thompson Peak site. So that we're listening to them. And then I thought that, you know, teacher believes I'll be a success. I thought that was really special and really great. You're involved. So just really, like, I think that shows that we really strive to have a creative and supportive environment there. And I think that the students feel that. So that makes me really happy. there's the social and emotional health portion of it. And so this gets a little serious. And actually, we brought it to the advisory council and this morning and talked about things that we can do. But some of these things, you know, the most glaring one to me is, you know, the students considering suicide. You know, even more than one is really alarming. And then the one that I really thought was also pretty alarming was, there's no purpose to my life. I felt that was really kind of sad for a student to say that. I don't really know what else to say about that. Then it's just really kind of a sad statement. That some of them don't have anybody to talk to about their problems, I thought was also really unfortunate, and an area that, you know, we can probably, tying it back to the teachers are there, you know, I think that they're, it's a nice thought that maybe we can bridge that, and that, you know, we can maybe help open up the lines of communication. 50% of the seniors, you know, felt saddened down. So that's, you know, part of that's probably COVID, I would guess. And that makes me really sad too. and then we get into, you know, school violence and alcohol. So, you know, there are students that have admitted to partaking in those things. So, you know, my thought is more, you know, drug prevention and things like that, conversations.
So, Kelly, can I interrupt for a moment? So you all were sent the entire California Healthy Kids survey results that you could read in depth. And my question for each of the schools was, can you highlight, and one of the things we really use this survey for is exactly these kinds of things, social emotional connection to school. Those are things we use in our LCAP. And as Kelly mentioned, you know, it's a conversation with their staff and advisory council on what kind of specific actions. Kelly, I think you were telling me about doing some kind of class on life purpose and.
Yeah, so some of the teachers and parents in the advisory council today and students talked about, you know, a life skills class to help them with, you know, post high school endeavors, you know, the people that aren't going to college or just really anybody that, you know, would help them kind of, you know, navigate their next steps of adulthood. And, you know, I talked about maybe purchasing, you know, social or emotional support curriculum or some type of curriculum, you know, that will help them with purpose and guiding them and things like that. So that's what we talked about, because we already offer counseling, but you know, that's great, but I don't think that we've really added a component to the school of like helping them with purpose. And I don't know if I've ever even seen that question on there. Maybe I have and I just have missed it, but getting curriculum that helps them with like some type of purpose and not just maybe educational or academic, but just overall.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Kelly, by any chance, and I don't know if it happens or not, is there any way to compare the numbers from last year or even the year before, you know, prior to COVID to see where we were at?
Yeah, I'm sure. I think I have the ones from last year.
If not, I do. So that'd be great. That's a great idea.
Yeah, to see how many are just maybe, yeah.
Well, I just, you know, having a 14-year-old in the house who's, you know, having to deal with this school stuff, seeing as it a parent, seeing it as a board member, I work in healthcare. It would just be really fascinating to see kind of what their results are. I love the fact that your school is so supportive of the kids and that they recognize that. Because a lot of times kids won't even recognize that, you know, they only see the negative. So thank you very much for all you guys are doing for our kiddos.
Thank you.
Ready to move to Long Valley's results?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Not sure who is presenting this because we have Misty and Jared, I think, in the room.
Yes, ma'am. I'm taking the reins here. So one of the downsides about the Healthy School Survey and how our school is set up is that Doyle and Portola's results are together. And there's no way for us to separate them out as if when we do our own surveys. So Misty and I got together and spoke about these and wanted to highlight a few of these that were, you know, on one hand good and on the other hand, slightly concerning. The first one was the, and we only had enough of seventh and eighth graders for it this year. So the perceived school as very safe or safe, 70%, you know, was true or strongly agree, and 58%, which is not that terrible in our current, you know, COVID situation between coming into school and out of school. And yes. And then something that really concerned Misty was the time spent on learning from home. For our students that are doing distance or independent study, that's quite a few to have less than an hour or, you know, even barely 2 hours of school a day. A high concern that we spoke about in our advisory council too was that a lot of kids don't feel they have meaningful participation at school. Like they don't have any voice in what they're doing or choice or saying it. And I know, you know, I think this goes back to in and out of class and not having the same voice that kids normally have. I know from our side of things in independent study here, you know, it's a constant discussion with the how's everything going, is the material you're happy with, but you know, with distance learning, it's just been different for our teachers. So we need to adjust that and get teacher inputs on how they can change that and, you know, strive to make that a thing. And then teachers at the school treat students fairly, and they either agree or strongly agree, 60% and 84%, which is pretty decent. Any other questions that I can answer for you, or any questions that I can answer for you?
I think I'm good.
I was thinking I'd keep these up, keep this shared screen up, because that next info item is going to be presented by Miss Whitney.
Perfect. Thank you. So we have a breakdown of our benchmark assessments. Our kindergarten through sixth grade students are taking iReady, and new to us this year are the MAP growth assessments for our older students. iReady does not go through high school, so we needed that additional piece to capture their knowledge. So this is for Thompson Peak. Looking, this top box is the fall results compared to the winter for the reading diagnostic. And some highlights with this, you can see the students that are mid or above grade level or right on grade level increase just a little bit. Our students that are one grade below level increased. However, this red piece over to the side where students are three or more grade levels below decreased. So that's why we see that jump into that mid place. I would much rather see them one grade below than, you know, three or more. So that was a positive with the reading. And then if we look at, thank you for scrolling, Sherry. Then we look at the math diagnostic, and math kind of stayed the same in the green. It increased just slightly. That mid-level piece bumped up again. However, that giant red chunk of three or more grade levels below did decrease. We knew there would be learning loss with, you know, COVID and all the changes back and forth. So we were glad to see some of these larger chunks decrease instead of, you know, going the other way. So here's a little summary of the percentages of the increase and decrease based on the colors. And then we get down to MAPS, and they do not have similar reports. So we're going to work on creating one that's visually similar to iReady, so it's a little easier to compare. So the students take three assessments for MAPS. They do a reading, a language usage, and then a math. So we have each kind of section broken down, and we'll just slide to the summary. It's a little easier to read. In reading, there was an increase in the students testing in that lower range, a decrease in the average, but they did increase scores in reading in the high range. So we were pleased to see that growth. The language usage, it stayed about the same, you know, could increase, decrease here. And then math, I apologize, there is a typo in the middle box. It was not a 25% decrease. It is a 2%, and I just didn't hit shift when I did the percentage. So when we were reviewing that this afternoon, that looked a little off. So I apologize for that. And so that is for Thompson Peak.
How do I get rid of that now? Okay, that's gonna live there right now.
Yeah, that's all right. And then looking at Long Valley, we have no way right now, or in these reports, there's no way to split the Portola site and Doyle site. I can pull more in-depth information if you have questions on that. So the fall and winter benchmarks for reading, we saw a decrease in the students that are mid or above grade level. an increase in the one grade level below. And then we did see a bit of a jump from the students in the three or more grade levels below.
Why do you think that is, Whitney, on the three or more grade levels below that we had the jump? Did we have an increase in students?
There was a slight increase of students. Testing wise was the same. And I forgot to mention, kindergartners do not take the fall diagnostic. They start taking in the winter. We have some thoughts on with reading why it might be a higher jump. We've been focusing on math, trying to intervene on some of those skills with using Khan Academy. And so we do see a little bit more progress in math. So we're gonna look at how we can increase those reading scores so we don't see as many students, you know, three or more grade levels below.
Okay.
And I just wanna interject that Thompson Peak didn't have that loss in the ELA, and they've been doing book clubs and things of that nature. And when I met with the advisory council for Long Valley, they're kind of interested in seeing some of that roll out. So we're just trying to think of engaging ways to have students do more reading and interaction.
Okay, thank you.
And so then with math, we did see that increase in students mid or above grade level or early on grade level, and then a bigger chunk, just one grade level below. And the percentages really dropped in the students that are three or more grade levels below. So typically we see it the other way around. Math is usually the one where scores dip. So we were very excited to see that positive piece. And then same thing with MAPS. They took the three sub tests, and in reading, there was a bigger chunk going into that low range, a decrease in the average range, and a small decrease in the high range. Language usage stayed about the same, and then math increased. It did not decrease in some of the areas. So, any other questions? Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Whitney. All righty. Moving right along. So we're on to our action items.
Right. And okay. I'll just note that we included the tax returns for anyone to view. Those have been submitted by our auditor. That's part of his services. He files them on our behalf.
Okay. So action item A is the discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the updated school safety plan. Do we have any thoughts, questions, concerns?
And I think in the packet, I gave you a recommendation on page 125 where I highlighted the things that changed in the plan from prior years, hoping that would be helpful so you didn't have to go through the entire document with a fine tooth comb. But we annually in February need to make sure that we submit by March 1 any updates to the county and our authorizers. So in here, we were looking at, trying to get back to that page. We needed to address some pandemic procedures, which of course we've done a lot of work on. So that was easy to refer to the policies that we've created. One of the things that wasn't in there previously, we didn't address guns on campus. That was a big deal this last year, that conversation. So I put in there that guns are not permitted on campus, concealed or otherwise. And then we needed to answer a prompt on preparation for active shooters. And I mentioned in there that our leaders just came back from a 2-day certification class on learning how to be trainers for violent critical incidents. So they'll be coming back to you before the end of this school year with a plan for implementing, having drills, working with staff to prepare for such an event. So that's it. That's what got changed or updated in that plan.
All right. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, John. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. Sean?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
And Wilma is absent. So we will move on to item B, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the CTE pathway for construction and building trades. Jared, do you have anything for us on that? Other than what you put in? Okay.
Hey, Sherry, I have a question. At one time it was talked about maybe having the Curex do this class. Are they going to be part of it so that they're available to help? Or are they just kind of not part of it?
Right now they're not part of it, but they are on our agenda. This is that grant we got, the Strong Workforce Grant Program, gives us the dollars to put forward effort to find partners. So during the, between now and June 30, that's part of the conversation of what can we do with CURAC up there.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, you bet.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the CTE pathway for construction and building trades. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, John. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Sean?
Aye.
And Wilma is absent. So we will move on to item C, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of a technology loss policy.
Unfortunately, this has become necessary. As we've loaned equipment and I expected there to be some damage or loss. But when you start having some students damage and lose a second one.
Oh.
And a third one.
Oh.
It's time to be very clear. Did I exaggerate? L's not. Still not there. Yeah, so we just wanted to be very specific that this is the procedure we're going to follow.
Okay. Do we have a motion to accept the technology loss policy?
I'll make the motion to accept the technology loss policy.
Thank you, Sean, for the second. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Sean?
Aye.
And Wilma is absent. So we will move on to item D, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the Doyle campus renovation plan. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So I want to make some comments if I could, and I'm going to do a little screen sharing here because I think this one's pretty important to make sure we're on the same page. So we were provided with this plan by Nick Trover, our construction consultant, our project manager consultant. And I think he did a good job of listening to what we needed. When we started down this path with him, we thought we were going to develop the 100-acre property. And that's, everyone thought it was a better idea to be able to buy our current property. So the monies from the USDA loan proceeds would be to purchase the current building and property and do some limited renovations to the Doyle property. I think it's pretty significant that we're looking at a completely separate gymnasium here. Are you able to see maybe if I do that. You know, here's the gymnasium, which would get all new restrooms, some kind of locker room, restroom area in there, which would then be ADA compliant, because we're kind of hanging out there. We're in an old building, it's grandfathered in, but to put some new construction in and have a really appropriate bathrooms is what we wanted to do. So this board previously said we want a full size gymnasium, and that's what is proposed here. The USDA had an expectation that we were going to expand at least a bit. And so down in this corner, currently these are the middle school portables that exist currently. And we are going to put in two more portables here. And then here are some, right next to it, some possible future ones if we need that. If we do, we came down to, if we do anything on the existing buildings, we would then be subject to putting in sprinklers and redoing bathrooms and some very expensive work. So again, with that limited budget that remained, we're looking at.
Now, Sherry, I forgot to ask Nick on the call last week, those, the possible two extra spots, are we going to go ahead and have them plumbed and ready to go should we need them, or will that have to happen if we need them later?
It'll have to happen later to stay within the budget right now. And I'm not sure that we would grow to that extent. Okay. I feel pretty solid on the first two, but to incur those other costs, I think we need to just wait and see. And if our numbers grow that much, then there'll be additional funds available for that purpose. Right. One of the other significant things, and this was the Lassen County is requiring this, we're having to add more parking, which is good. Anybody who's been at the school for any purpose knows that there is really insufficient parking. And besides adding more spots in the front, there are also, this is optional. I don't think it's a thing we do today, but if we end up using the gym and holding events, Nick had this idea that we put an optional gravel lot toward the back of the property, because that's just sort of dead space right now. Stop doing that.
I think it shouldn't be optional. I think we should just do it.
Okay. Well, and now we're going to look at the budget piece. Right. Because those are all really good points. So just, I tried to move it over so you could see more of that front. So adding more spaces, and then right now there's no parking spaces along this section. So he wants grass
coming out.
The grass is just overgrown there. So
and everything will come down.
We're going to remove some of that and okay. Add more spaces. And like I said, the Lassen County would not allow us to do any of the work if we weren't adding more parking spaces. So I want to stop sharing that document, and I'm going to share the budget one with you. Here we go, share that. So we put out the opportunity for people to comment and share their thoughts and ideas. And we didn't get very many people choosing to share ideas. So here was a budget, and I sent this to all of you as well. What Nick did on here, Nick and his partner, is they added some really nice little buttons here that would then put the amount in this column if you chose it. And that runs down here with an over under amount of the dollars we expect to get from the USDA. So I know you're seeing these little numbers over to the right. What I did, there was only four of us who commented and put in what our priorities were or things we thought should be part of here. So Nick built this with the costs that had to be included, and then listed all the optional things so we could make decisions on what should be part of it. And of course, we can choose to spend more of our cash and do more of it. So like when Sean, you're talking about the gravel parking lot in the back, we sure can. It just might cost us more dollars, right? Yeah. So what we need to do is be able to go back to the USDA and say, this is exactly what we're doing. And this is how we're spending the money from the loan proceeds. If we want to spend more money for other things, that the USDA doesn't care about that. So I made note off in this right-hand column for anybody that put it as a priority. So three people noted that they want wood flooring in the gym. They don't want just a concrete floor in the gymnasium. So wood flooring, I think, makes the cut. One person said air conditioning, and I used as my reasoning that if two or more people said they were interested, then for the purpose of sharing right now, I thought we needed to include it and exclude anything that didn't have at least two people say, and that's important. In all situations, they are interested in making sure we update heat and air conditioning in any of our portables and in the outside of the main building, the heating systems and the air conditioning or swamp coolers are just in such poor shape. So those really, I don't see them as optional. Those really need to be updated and replaced. So you see it here on this line for the existing modulars. We're looking at it in the 4-5 building. That's what we called it. That's where Mrs. Rust used to be and Miss Cooper is and Miss Vega is now. Everybody thought we needed to do that. We have new carpeting as a need in the modulars. And Misty or Elle pointed out that there's like some duct tape parts to that carpeting. So it's a safety issue as well.
Probably there when I went to school.
And then we have down in this section, just on the site in general, the septic apparently needs fixing for when there's a lot of water. Am I getting that right, Elle or Misty?
Yeah. So when we have a lot of rain, it tends to fill. And then it backs up in the bathrooms. And then after a while, it goes down and then it doesn't. But when there's a lot of rain, it.
Okay. So that's to address that issue. Again, I don't even see this as a option because the basketball courts are so bad. That's to do the repair work for them. And then new play structures is something, and this would be to be able to put some extra play equipment out there, remove anything that's not in good shape, and also add a rubber mulch below it because we need to address what's under any of those surfaces.
Sherry, can I butt in real quick? On the play structures, during our town hall meeting, we had talked about, or it was mentioned, I believe, Elle brought it up, I don't remember who, but that the handball wall was falling apart and to just take it down. Can we replace it and put it underneath that category instead of just taking it down? Because maybe if it wasn't falling apart, it would get used.
Honestly, I don't think that, honestly, Christian, they have no desire to use it.
Okay. Like,
it would really be a waste. I'm going to tell you, that ball wall was there when I went to school here. I'm serious. I'm very serious. So back in my day, that was handball was popular, but I don't think that thing's been used for years.
Okay.
And so one of the things we can do is, but I think if we have a general fund for playground sort of stuff, we can survey kids and really get what pieces to add based on what their interests are.
Okay.
Give it to them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the things that there's other things here, right? The gravel parking lot. One person had thought that was a good idea. They have a price tag of $62,750 on that. We're really close right now with the highlighted items being added in. this was me. I think we should do some treatment to the front of the building to make it look newer and tied together, but that's another 30,000. Nobody else thought that was a good idea of the people that commented.
Priority.
And what else didn't get chosen here? Just updating paint on the portables. We didn't look at paint for inside any of the existing structures. And I think it was pointed out that we've, on at least to some degree, done some painting work. It's not a dire situation. And then air conditioning for the gymnasium. Nick had pointed out to us that he did one of these buildings in just outside of Chico, maybe it was in Durham, and they don't have air conditioning on it. So that's a question possibility.
Jerry, the one in Johnsonville doesn't have any air conditioning and it's awful.
I mean, it's awful.
Yeah, there's a ventilation system that sucks out the hot air, but it's like if you have graduation in there, it's so miserable.
Okay.
You can get all the doors open early. Sometimes you can get it, but not always.
Okay. So you're a fan of adding air conditioning?
You got to have something. There's a lot of moms will be mad.
So really, I wanted to give you the feedback from staff that chose to comment. But ultimately, the decision on what we do lies with the board. So what I'm hoping is that we can come to some kind of consensus of what we either add or subtract to this. And that way, that's what gets sent to the USDA for now. Again, we can add more things and pay on our own or do some switching right now to say these are our priorities. And I think Christian's got dropped. She's going to join us back here in a moment.
I think your AC and your gravel parking lot are something to look at. You said we're at 40% reserve.
Oh, I didn't say anything about the...
Earlier in the presentation, didn't it say 40%? Or did I read that wrong?
Oh, you mean our reserve, not related to the construction, just our reserve. We have healthy reserves. We have many hundred thousand that we could tap into, Sean.
We could get that 60,000 parking lot down, because that sounds pretty high. But I could be wrong.
Jerry, I think that could be, I think we probably need to ask Nick about that because okay. I'm thinking that's not gravel. I'm thinking that's asphalt at that price.
Right.
For back there.
Really? Okay.
Because that's probably the price it would cost to put asphalt back there, not just gravel.
Okay. And do you guys feel like gravel's sufficient for that purpose?
I do.
I think so. If it's just going to, it's not going to be used all the time, even if on some days, just all of the staff parked back there, I think a good gravel would be fine.
Okay. Anybody have a ballpark of what that might be if it's actually gravel?
How big is it?
Let's see if I can tell from that other, I don't have a measuring tool on.
It just seems to me to be like 10 or 15, not 60.
I would probably agree with that ball. Maybe 20, if that.
20, you're pushing it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm just going to list 20 here. That's 2,000, not 20,000. And then, John, you have an opinion there?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm listening to what's going on.
Right. And if we click in the air conditioning and put that cost in. So right now this is showing as 31,000 over budget plus the 20,000 of a gravel parking lot. We're at 51,000 over budget, which we certainly can do.
If you put an AC in there in a parking lot, you'll be happy you did.
Oh yeah.
And too, like the play structure too, that price could probably come down quite a bit.
The play structure could be reduced.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, because I think the majority of the play area is that rubber mulching and the edging, and maybe replacing. So I think that could be lower.
Okay.
Once it's actually purchased, I think it will probably come under budget.
Mm-hmm. So then, you know, we're maybe 40,000 over the budget, which is reasonable, I would think, to get all those things.
You'll be happy.
Let me see if I can get Christian back in. She said her internet is dead. Let's see. Can you phone in? Let me get her the info to let her get back in.
The site's not interested in new carpet? That seems interesting.
So
especially for
I want you to know that the carpeting is actually not in bad shape except for where it's duct taped in the portables. So priority wise, it's just not a high enough priority right now, Kelly. I think everybody is way happier having the gymnasium. There's been a place to actually have indoor activities during inclement weather. Actually, right now they have to go practice sports, the middle schoolers down in Hurlong, because we don't have our own gym. So things like that are just way, way higher.
Great.
Christian, are you joining us? Is that your phone?
Yes, ma'am. Here I am. Sorry about that, guys.
Hey, happens to all of us with some frequency, I think. Christian, can I just catch you up while you were gone?
Yes.
It was determined that we should really include the gravel parking lot and that the price on here is probably overstated. They think it was more for asphalt. So we've added in 20K for a gravel parking lot. And Sean twisted our arm to saying we need air conditioning in the gymnasium for another 20.
Woohoo! Way to go, Sean. I'm on board with you.
All right. She's a mom, probably.
Yes, I am.
The moms will be mad.
Sherry, I want to jump on board with you as well. I think the outside needs a facelift.
How much was the facelift?
So he had estimated 30K for the...
What are you thinking for that, Sherry?
So,
what kind of items were you thinking about doing?
Yep. I don't have a real good imagination on this, Sean, but... you know, use like a texture 111 or something of that nature to take all the fronts of the buildings so that they are uniform and lifted. What I would want to do is have Nick actually come back and show us some plans of what's possible. He also talked about the new gymnasium will be like a metal construction building. So that sort of stripped metal, you know, the striped metal paneling, right. He thought you could use that and then tie it to what else is going on campus. You have thoughts?
30K, if you're gonna recite everything, 30K sounds pretty cheap to me.
Well, not everything. It would not be everything.
It's the front of the school is all block, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And so, I'm just going to throw it in there, just being a staff member here. I'm telling you, I would rather have new carpet throughout this place before the front, because I'm serious. This carpet is doable, but it's super old. So
that's fair. We like having our long-term employees comment. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper.
I think both of them really should be a priority. You know, we are, as we all know, charter schools are under attack and we are working really hard and we're such a big part of the Doyle community. we're going to be building this gym. There's the possibility of using it for community different things. If we can make it happen, I would really like to see not only the internal facelift, you know, the carpet, the paint, but the external too, to show that, you know, there's a permanence right now, because it's all hodgepodge. It's like, are we there today? Are we there tomorrow? If people see that kind of work and time that's put into it, you know, unless you know somebody that's involved, you wouldn't know how committed our, you know, our teachers and our staff truly are to our children. And that is, you know, unfortunately, people do judge books and buildings by the cover. I agree with Elle. I think the carpet is, you know, a definite, but I also see that we got to figure out a way to do the buildings as well on the external.
And then Sherry, it could go both ways. It could be a negative impact for our community too.
How would it be a negative?
Because they might not like us refacing the Long Valley School that's been here for so many years and making the main building different. I mean, it could go both ways.
Right. So I want to throw out there that we could land where we are today with maybe laying out another $40,000 in cash and be really good with the USDA on what our project is and how much we're putting into the project. And then I think we can come back and say, what of these other things do we want to do, which will just be purely out of pocket. So then we would get some quotes and take a look at that.
Isn't that related? Yeah.
Right. And then we can even do like a survey again and get some more input, because we didn't get very much input on here, and that could be appropriate. Books or carpeting? No, I'm kidding.
Sherry, is the USDA putting some money out on this?
I don't understand the question.
Well, you say that you're going to go to USDA. Are they going to give us money to do some of this revamping?
Right. So, are you still seeing my screen?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Right. Mm-hmm. So on the spreadsheet was also this other piece. We are looking at, right, we have to buy the property for $965,000. That's our agreed upon price. However, we'll probably end up with right about $3 million. From USDA. So that's how we're coming up with the renovations. And now we're just down to the small amount of needing, you know, we have more optional pieces than we can afford from the USDA proceeds.
Well, if the money's there, we should get it done then.
We're spending all the USDA proceeds plus $40,000 at this moment. So again, we have cash if that's how we want to spend it, but we can come back around and make those decisions. This would allow us to get it moving to the final USDA. So your motion tonight could be that you're approving that site plan, which contains what the project is, and this set of choices that we've just described tonight as part of the renovation.
Which set of choices? The cooler?
The ones we've all talked about now, which includes wood flooring, air conditioning,
and the gravel part.
All the air conditioning and heating in the buildings, new carpeting in the modular buildings, new air and heat in the side building. It would include fixing the septic, seal coating the basketball courts, play structure and rubber mulch money, and a gravel parking lot.
Okay, I move to approve exactly what Sherry Morgan just said.
I'll second. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Sean?
Aye.
Wilma is absent. So that puts us at item E, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the Lawson County Office of Education Internet Service Agreement for Long Valley Schools and Thompson Peak Charter. Thoughts, questions?
No, just so you know, we have an E-rate consultant that we work with, because the nature of working with E-rate is really complex, and we have to do very strict bidding process. Jared and Elle are deeply involved in that, and walking through the process with our E-rate consultant, we are at a point where we'd like to sign off on those agreements for the next several years for internet services. And that also is the same application to item F, is working with Pluma Sierra Telecommunications.
Hey, Sherry, does Pluma Sierra, do they cover Susanville?
No.
So who's going to be the internet service person for Thompson Peak?
LCOE.
Okay.
In actuality, what F is the transport. LCOE will still provide it to our other buildings, but we need to pay for transport to LCOE from Pluma Sierra Telecommunications for the other two buildings.
Okay.
Jared, I got that right? Yes. Okay.
So I'll go ahead and make a motion to accept the internet service agreement for Long Valley Schools and Thompson Peak Charter. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, John. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Sean?
Aye.
And Wilma is absent. Thank you very much. On to item F, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the Pluma Sierra Telecommunication Agreement for data transport to Long Valley Schools. Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion to approve Pluma Sierra Telecommunication Agreement for data transport for LVS.
I'll second.
And a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Sean. All in favor by roll. Christian, aye. John?
Aye.
Sean?
Aye.
And Wilma is absent. So that finishes our action items. Future items, we have the second interim budget. We have our 21-22 calendar, and there was something else, Sherry, that you wrote down.
Right.
To go over.
The abbreviation is ESSR.
The ESSR funds.
ESSR funds. We're going to come back and talk about how we might be able to spend those to help with learning loss. And then you also requested having the California Healthy Kids Survey comparison to prior year, which might be tough because we get different grade levels, but we can at least provide them on the same document so you can see some side by side.
Right. And that's, that would be awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, so without further ado, we're going to adjourn tonight. And by Christian's time, it is 19:08. And we will meet again on Thursday, March the 11th, via teleconference.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Hey.